So let's review. The Mishnah on Daf Chav Vav continues. Avla machru Torah la yikchu svarin. If the townspeople sold the Sefer Torah, they may not use the proceeds to purchase Sifrei Nach. Similarly, svarim la yikchu mitpachos, mitpachos la yikchu teva, teva la yikchu besakneses, besakneses la yikchu esarachayv. If they sold svarim, they may not buy wrappings for svarim. They also may not sell wrappings and purchase an aron kodesh, sell an aron and buy a shul, or sell a shul and buy a town square. Because, as Rashi explains, mylam bekodesh v'loy meridin. The above items are each subsequently of a lesser level of sanctity, and we may not sell an item of a higher kedusha and buy an item of lesser kedusha. The Gemara inquires, Mahu limkar sefer Torah yashan likach bay chadash? Is it permitted to sell an old sefer Torah to buy a new one? Perhaps, kivan deloy mali le'asar, it's forbidden because the sanctity is not being elevated, or kivan deleka le'aluye iluye achrina shaper dami, it's permitted because there's no higher level of sanctity. The Gemara cites a brisa as proof. Lo yimkar adam sefer Torah yashan likach bay chadash. One may not sell an old sefer Torah to purchase a new one. However, the Gemara differentiates. Hasam ishum pshiyusa ki ka amrinan ki goin dekasev umanach le'afruki. The brisa forbids this because they might be negligent and delay purchasing the new sefer Torah. But we are inquiring in a case where a new sefer Torah is already written and available to be redeemed. The Gemara cites a related brisa. Lo yimkar adam sefer Torah af al pi she'einoi tzarech lo. It's forbidden to sell a sefer Torah even if one does not need it. Yeser al kein, Amar Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel, afilu ein loy ma yoichal u'machar sefer Torah einoi roya simen bracha lo'olam. Even if one sells it due to extreme poverty, he'll never benefit from the money. However, the Gemara cites a brisa, ein moichrin sefer Torah ella lil moich Torah v'lisa isha. One is permitted to sell a sefer Torah for the purpose of learning or marriage because of their importance. Because learning will bring to performance of the mitzvahs. And lisa isha, mishum leisayu v'ra l'shevas yitzara. Because marriage accomplishes Hashem's purpose for creation. The Mishnah concludes, v'chein v'moisrehen. The same restrictions apply to any money left over after a permitted purchase. Rava explains, loishanu ela shemachru v'hisiru, aval gavu v'hisiru mutter. This is only if they sold something of Kedusha and had leftover money. However, if they collected and had extra money, it can be used for something of lesser sanctity because, as Rashi explains, Shari Adayin Leibo Lishimish Kedusha Chamura, the money did not yet achieve the higher level of Kedusha. Furthermore, Hisnu Shiva Toive Ho'ir B'maymet Anche Ho'ir Afilu D'chsusya Nami Mutter. If the 7 trustees of the town sold something publicly and stipulated for what they would use it, the funds may be used even to pay the town messenger. Zok de Mishnah. Ein moichrin es shel rabim liyachid, mepnei shemeridin oisem miktushasai, divi Reb Meir. It's forbidden to sell a public shul to be used as a shul for individual use because this is considered a lowering of its sanctity. However, amru lo im kein, af lo me ir gadoyla l'ir katana. The Chachamim disagreed and claimed, if so, it should also be forbidden to sell a shul of a large city to a small city, even though they both have sanctity, because b'roiv am hadras melech, there is greater sanctity where there are more people. Zok de Mishnah, ein moichin beis akneses ela al tanai shem yirtzu yachsiruhu, divi Rebbe Meir. It's only permitted to sell a shul if you retain the rights to void the purchase if so desired. V'chacham oimrim, moichin oisai memkar oilam chutz me'arba dvarim. It's permitted to make a permanent sale except for the following uses: lemerchatz, ulebursiki, letfila, ulebeis amayim, for a bathhouse, a tannery, a mikvah, or a place for laundry. The Gemara infers from Reb Meir that tzad echad b'rib is mutter. If the sale is voided, the money was held as a loan, and the benefit of the use of the money in the interim might be considered interest. Nevertheless, it's permitted because this outcome is not certain. The Mishnah continues. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Moichon Oisa L'Shem Chotze, V'Halokeach Mashi Yirtze Yase. One sells it with understanding that it will be used as a courtyard, and the buyer can then use it without restrictions. Similarly, the Gemara infers, Mutter L'Odom L'Hashtin Mayim B'Soich Tal Ramas Shel Tfila. It's permitted to urinate within 4 Amas of a place where one has davened. Furthermore, Afilu Rabbanon L'Ka Amri El Beis HaKnesses T'Kviya K'dushasei, Aval Dalon Amas T'Loi K'viya K'dushasei U'Loi. The Chacham only forbade these activities in a shul with its permanent sanctity, but they also agree that one may perform such activities within Da'al Ramas of a place where there was tefillah.